this is a greater segula, at least for you, than the segula of Maftiyone. Because what you did was such a beautiful thing, and especially it's a deraisa. What does the Rebbe mean it's a deraisa? Because it's a deraisa to have Avos Yisrael, to love another Yid, not to fight, and to be mevatel, and we have to l'riyacha kamoicha. This is a deraisa, not to argue, and not to fight, and not to do enos devorim, and to fight and have helpful worlds back and forth. And what you did, you were makayim a mitzvah saseh deraisa, which is a greater segula, it's a bigger segula, I guarantee you, than mafti yoyne, which is also a great segula. So I guarantee you, in the schus, that you, what you did, you're mevatel, and you didn't want to fight. This schus, that dir beistein, which means, this schus is going to help you, and even though you didn't have the segula of mafti yoyne, this segula of being mevatel, which is a great, great thing, will help you, and Amilta Hashem, I guarantee you that this Sechus will help you have a child within the year. Oh Rebbe, thank you so much. Amen, Amilta Hashem. If I have a child, I would like you to, if it's a boy, for you to be the Sandik. Okay, Amilta Hashem. Yeah, that's what I would like to plan. Okay, very good. Okay, thanks for coming, and everything else is good. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Okay, I go to Moed.
And now, even more excited and elated, Chaim made his way back from Sokolov to the Lednik. And boys, guess what?
What?
Yeah, Zadie, what?
A year later, it was Erev Yom Kippur, and Chaim and his wife had a beautiful baby boy. And of course, like he told the Rebbe, he made a bris in Sokolov, and the Heilige Rebbe of Sokolov was the Sandik on Chol HaMoed.
Wow, Zadie, that was a beautiful story. Unbelievable.
Yes, Zadie, I told you that after the story of learning a lesson of how important it is to be mevater, I would want a Gedalia to have a seat. And so I'm so happy that I didn't take it for myself.
And me too. I'm so happy that I didn't take it for myself, and we both learned the lesson how important it is to be mevater to one another and never to fight. Let's say you come into class and there's two games, Stratego and chess, and you know, one boy grabs the Stratego and you really wanted it. But you know, you stop for a second and think, what does Hashem want me to do now? Does Hashem want me to start fighting with him? Or does Hashem want me to be mevater? And that's what I think the lesson of the story is.
You are definitely correct.
Yes, Zadie, that being mevater is the way to go, and never to fight and argue, because Hashem will give us everything we need, and special siyata d'shmaya, like we see in the story, if we are mevater.
Yeah, I agree with Gedalia.
Very good, boys. I'm so happy you learned your lesson. Now we will enjoy the trip snow tubing very much, because we are so excited that we learned a new lesson. Oh, I think we are almost there now.
Oh, Zadie, great. I can't wait.
Okay, let's just always remember this lesson of being mevater, which means to give in and not to argue and fight, but just to always give in and be nice to one another.